Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Next up, it's the Best Healing Hour with Beth Daniels-Jones, and let's bring her on. I see the lines are stacking up here. Holy cow. Beth, let's bring you on to reintroduce this version of yourself, your show, and your guest today. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks, Nicole. I was listening to the music on your introduction, and it brings back very good old memories. So
yes, we've been using that one a long time.
Yes, I love it. I love that old tune. I'm excited about the new show. I think that other people are too. We've had, you know, good callers every time, and it's been really fun. So I'm the founder of a healing system called Best Healing Solutions, henceforth the Best Healing Show. And I train practitioners all over North America and other countries as well. And I love interviewing them on this show and kind of what their healing journeys have been and how really our goal is to help people, you know, to help people heal from all kinds of issues that aren't healing in life, and also to teach people how to heal themselves as well. And we do that with our mastery program and teaching muscle testing and some really good stuff. So I'm really happy to be here. I'm glad that you asked me back.
Glad you're here. So you've got a guest on the board and you've got callers already. So I'll just follow your lead.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Nicole. Yeah. My guest today is one of our practitioners who is from the middle of the country. She's from, Caitlin Clark's Iowa. Kathleen's here, and Kathleen Taplin, and I'm really excited to have you on the show today, Kathleen.
Yeah, well, hello, Beth, and hello, Nicole. It's great to be here. Excited about the show.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you. Kathleen is a fairly new practitioner in our ranks and is kicking butt with helping people already, just honestly, out the gate. So I'm so excited. I'm so excited to have you as part of our team and part of our healing team to really help people that are struggling, because, I mean, that's what we do every day. So I love having you here. I love having you on the team. You're this grounding force, and I think you make the rest of us better. So, Kathleen, just share a little bit about how you found our work, what it's done for you. Why would anyone, you know, want to try working with you or our modality?
Yeah, sure. And thank you for the kind words. I do appreciate this team so much, and the training is just amazing. So I came upon this work, after, I guess, I had a pretty normal childhood, didn't have really a lot of struggles. But then when I got to my mid-20s, the late-20s, I started struggling with migraines. And family members would say, oh, you have the family curse. Got migraines from dad's side of the family. And I thought, well, okay, I guess it's just something I'm going to kind of have to deal with. And then progressed through. And at the time I had a career where I couldn't have migraines. I was an airline pilot at the time. And so, you know, I had to be on my game all the time. So it did create some issues. And then I also had some issues with sinus infections that became chronic. And really, through someone in talking to me about foods and how we can be allergic to them, that's kind of how I started my journey and started doing some elimination on my own. And then I really got some relief from both the migraines and from the sinus infections. And just went on, you know, like, limiting foods specifically. Yeah. Dairy was a real big one for me. So, and then just through this work, actually, I got a lot of help with my migraines, and a lot of it actually came back to things that were miasmal, meaning that they really were inherited from my dad's side of the family, but through clearing blocks and traumas and things like that from not for me, but from my ancestral side on my father's side, I was able to pretty much free myself of migraines too. I mean, through this work. So it's just been really life-changing for myself and my family. My daughter has suffered with pretty severe depression and anxiety. She's a teenager now. And so this work has certainly helped us through a lot of tough struggles, and also just, you know, as you get older, just relationship challenges with my spouse, and also I'd have really, really awful in my 30s and 40s. I'd have really, really awful, painful cycles each month, and I'm a teacher, and so I would like literally be home in bed and couldn't function. So literally, it's in many ways, I believe, saved my life, my marriage, and my family. So I'm super, super grateful for it, and I'm just excited to help others so they can get this freedom as well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think that's what it's all about, is helping people, you know, recreate their lives and their suffering and their pain. Absolutely. You know, so you were saying, Kathleen, so you had migraines when you were an airline pilot.
Yeah, it did. I mean, it was tough, you know, and then soon after that, I would be getting chronic sinus infections, and then I would, you know, so I'd be missing a lot of work, and it's not like you, when you're up flying, you can just, you know, gotta go and take a nap. So, I'd be having my, you know, I'd never had a medication that was prescribed, but I'd be having, you know, over-the-counter medications to help with that. But I always didn't like doing that. And I'm like, there's gotta be an answer. So I'm just so grateful that I found this work and a few other modalities that really started opening the doors to actually to me being open to this work, because quite honestly, initially I wasn't. So I'd like to share that with people too, that, you know, it's a lot for people when it's totally new and, you know, like what in the world, you can call somebody on the phone and you can work remotely and you can, what? So yeah. I just like to put that out there so people understand, hey, I get it. I certainly understand. It's powerful work though.
Yeah. And, you know, I was skeptical too. You know, I remember, and I was a psychologist mostly with children back in the day when I got sick. And I remember the same thing. I thought, okay, well, I'll try this and see if it helps me, but I don't understand how in the world it ever would, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was raised in the Midwest too, just like you. And it's very, you know, very traditional. And, you know, I didn't even know anyone that went to a chiropractor back then. So, to do energy medicine remotely over the phone with anyone at any time, any place for any issue, I mean, that's kind of magical, right? Yeah, I think, like you said, when you have the experience of healing, and I guess, you know, that's why you became interested in this work, because same thing for me. When I went from an oxygen tank to being able to have a full life better than ever, it kind of gets your attention, you know?
It sure does. It's like my husband says, he said, he goes, it's hard, you know, to explain to people, but once you do, like once you have a session, he says, it's just life-changing. So I am super grateful for it.
Yeah. So Kathleen, you were talking about, and I like what you were talking about with migraines and for anyone who's ever had one, we know how debilitating that is. And how that can have a familial or generational component. And, you know, that's one of the things we do at Best Healing Solutions that I think it makes us, you know, stand out from the crowd, in that the only other system I've seen that works at a deep level with generational, you know, what's called miasmas is homeopathy. You know, homeopathy was really the first modality to address the miasmic nature of certain conditions. And I think they've done a really good job of that. But from an energetic perspective, that's one of the things we do that I think is really great, is how do you help someone who has a genetic / generational vulnerability to, you know, whatever the condition is. And, you know, like you said, Kathleen, it can be migraines, which is a very common one. I mean, that really does run generationally in families. It can be migraines. It can be anything, but arthritis, wheat allergy, psoriasis. I've seen that so many times, you know, in terms of familial energetic frequencies that pass on and from generation to generation. So one of the things we do with that, we not only work with clearing that frequency, but it's like, okay, what started that? You know, back in the day, what started that? What started that on your dad's side, you know? And so that's one of the things we do. And then you can go back and find, okay, this started this many generations ago with this specific trauma. And I would say, and correct me if I'm wrong, Kathleen, from your experience, but I would say I always find a trauma that's at the core of when that problem started.
Yeah, absolutely. I would definitely agree with that, Beth. Yeah, traumas, I think, are so underrated, and I think people don't realize the effect long-term that it can have on not just, you know, you if you have it yourself, but also, like, your offspring. So I think that's super, super important. And it's finally, like, with something like, I really had no idea how I was going to take care of this when someone said, oh, yeah, and I knew it was a fact. I knew that my cousins have migraines, and it was truly a generational thing. So, yeah, I was just really blown away by this work initially, and the help that I received from it through that, and other things. It wasn't, you know, I won't say it was just a generational, although that was a big piece. But then also it was, like, for instance, my body would, and maybe some this resonates with some of those people listening today, my body would go, if I was, for instance, overwhelmed, I had too much going on, I pushed myself too hard, what would my body go to? Boom, it'd go to a migraine. And that was my body's go-to to say, like, no, you need to slow down. I tend to go 100 miles an hour. I'm better now, I've gotten older, but try to push too hard. So it's just amazing how the body is such a truth teller. You know, it's going to, if you don't acknowledge, it'll kind of let you go on for a while, I think, but then if you don't acknowledge some, you know, some things that maybe need to change, your body's going to get you there in one way or another.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, it sends a message loud and clear after a period of time, that's for sure. You know, that's a good point, because I think a lot of times people will call and they have a symptom issue like yours with migraines, where no matter what happens that's negative, so to speak, you get a migraine. You get a virus, you get a migraine. You eat a food that your body doesn't like, you get a migraine. You're stressed out, you get a migraine. You're angry, you get a migraine. It's a family issue, the migraine. You know, your hormones are off balance, you get a migraine. So, yeah, I mean, that's really, I'd say, you know, a lot of our clients, that's the case. They've got, you know, one thing that they always get when they're vulnerable. And then we get to, you know, dialogue with the body, with them. And we do a form of, you know, self-muscle testing and questioning. And you see some of that we've done here on previous shows in a minor way as well. To get to what's the truth. But, you know, like you said, Kathleen, it's physical, trauma, generational, emotional, doing too much, lack of sleep, bad food, all of the above. And I think our system unpacks that and finds the truth really quickly. And then, you know, once the truth is revealed, then the body starts changing it and healing it immediately, which still blows my mind when I think about it every day.
Yeah, it is pretty powerful when, like you said, excuse me for interrupting, but I was thinking of a session, actually. It was I was working actually on my dog, and you probably remember he had some hearing issues, and we got him better, and then it got worse again. And so I just made myself, you know, just sit here and go through asking questions, you know, what's triggering them, what's causing this, and it was actually a food allergy as well. And, you know, he was sitting literally like about 4 feet from me, and I would whisper his name and he couldn't hear me. And by the time I got done with my session with him and I whispered his name, he literally raised his head and looked up, and it's unbelievable until you actually really see it sometimes how powerful this work is.
Yeah. I love that. And of course, yeah, my favorite clients are dogs, and yours probably are too.
Yeah, we're dog people, that's for sure.
Yep.
It's amazing how the work transfers. It's not just for humans. It's for animals too, and not just dogs. I live here on a farm in Iowa, or as you said, Caitlin Clark's Iowa, and I actually treated one of our chickens who was having some issues. So it's just really remarkable work.
Well, and yeah, one of my favorite healing stories was obviously I'm not a farmer, so excuse me, Kathleen, I probably sound ridiculous, but I treated whatever you call it, a whole chicken house full of chickens. with one of my clients one time in, I think she was in Canada, and Nicole's country, and one of the chickens and then a few chickens all had a virus, and it was spreading, you know, throughout the whole hen house. So, you know, that was a really fun session to do because we were able to stop the spread of that virus because it was killing chickens. So, yeah, I mean, anything we can treat any living thing. I've even treated trees, so that's fun too.
You know, it is. It is amazing. I've actually muscle tested. I have a tree that I planted last year, and it's not looking so well, and I'm like, oh, boy. So I was doing the same thing here a couple days ago.
Yeah. So, you know, and a lot of times people will call for help with their pets before themselves, and, you know, I understand that too. That's kind of how I roll. I'll have Jazzy get help before me. And that's okay. And we're happy to treat animals. And, you know, Sarah in Australia, she's kind of our horse expert. And we enjoy doing that also. And it works really quickly with animals, I think, even faster than people. They don't have as many issues.
Too. Yeah, yeah. They're easier. Or more, you said, not as many issues, maybe. Simpler in a way, you know, just pretty straightforward.
You know, Kathleen, too, you were talking about, you know, the generational pieces, and that brings to mind other things that we work with that are generational, too. You know, besides generational issues, a lot of problems run in families in terms of, like, let's say addiction or financial problems. You know, I've worked with a lot of people over the years who have a lot of family beliefs about finances, you know, and that they're going to lose everything and they can never make it, and issues like that. And we're able to help with that too. Another favorite story I have, I worked with a CEO on the East Coast in America one time. We did one session, and he was having a really hard time making it through some specific project, and it was going to be, you know, a windfall. And we did one session, found an old belief that he had that was blocking him. And honestly, within a couple of days, everything turned around. And it was like a $1 million deal. And he emailed me. He's like, thank you. I just made a cool million. So I'm like, oh.
Yeah, for sure.
So the family beliefs are important too. And we can work with those as well. Kathleen, before we bring in callers, what are some of your favorite stories of people that you've worked on, or animals, or, you know, I know you shared with your pup and his hearing. What are some of the other things that you've seen?
Yeah, so I was just thinking of a colleague that I worked on, and I saw her every single day, and I could tell she was, like, in pain, and I'd overhear people talking to her. I would, you know, start finally chatting with her, and she was having some pretty severe neck pain issues. Like, her range of motion with her neck was extremely limited, and it had been going on for a while, and I believe she'd done some other, you know, she'd gone to the doctor, and I believe she'd done some chiropractic, and she just was not able to get some relief, and she wasn't really aware that I did energy work, but I asked her if it would be okay to do a session, and she said yes, and so I did a quick session with her at work, and the next day she said, oh, it's so much better, and a week went on, and then it kind of came back, and I said, well, could we actually just sit down and so I can kind of, you know, show you what I do? And she's like, no problem. So I sat down with her, and it was interesting because we came up with some issues that were going on in her family. So it was more like what we refer to as a non-physical and not a physical issue. And it was, she had kind of had some problems with one of her children and was a little bit estranged, or had been for a while, and was having some real hard struggles, of course, as a mother, you would. And then also, it came up that she had some beliefs, and I just remember one of them being that she wanted to be right with others and right with God, and she was just concerned about how she was handling the situation. So we were able to talk through that, and I was able to clear her of that, and then I would see her, and she's smiling, and I said, how you doing? And she would just, like, smile, and she would just turn her head back and forth, showing me that that she had full range of motion, and she was just so grateful for that. And it was just interesting, you know, when you really, like, sit down with someone or over the phone, and you're dialoguing, like you said, back and forth with the body and with them, sometimes you bring up things that they might not even think that are a cause for the problem at all. I'm pretty sure she wouldn't have guessed that. And she said, yeah. And I just asked, well, does that resonate with you? As I kept going through, yeah, it did. And so then I, of course, you probably talked about building a code, build an individual code for each client after we're done based on acupuncture points. So I built her that code. And she read it, and then just probably, I don't even know, it was a few months after I treated her, and she didn't complain about pain. She said, well, if it comes back, all I do is I read my code. So it was it was pretty powerful and pretty life-changing for her, because it was really, she couldn't sleep at night. It was just really causing a lot of issues for her. So that was a pretty exciting story and exciting to see.
No, I have not talked about the healing codes that we build for people. So thanks for bringing that up. The thing that I like about it, and for those of you that haven't tried our work, you can look on our website. We have free codes for general issues there, like pain or trauma and other things on the About section of our website, which is besthealingsolutions.com. So there's free, I think we call them generic codes there, that you can use and practice with for various things in your life. So they're free and they're extremely effective. So what we do is when we work with someone, we give them an individualized series of acupressure points that they can do on their own long after the session is over. So they can read that every day and it keeps their healing going. And it's like a vehicle, for the healing to keep moving through. And, one of the things I like about that, and we use the same points that EFT does in our codes, if people are familiar with the EFT code. But what I like about it is then people can be empowered and, read those treatment codes on their own to keep everything moving through that we found during the session, so they don't feel like, oh, I've got to call every day and check on this stuff. And I like that because I want people to be empowered to be free in their lives to be their own best healer. And then when they need help, to call for help. But that keeps the treatment going. And, again, I think that's another thing that we do that stands out, because typically, if you want a session with some kind of modality, you get the session, you hang up the phone, it's over. We send a recording so you can re-listen and get more healing information out of it. And we give everyone their own healing code of treatment points that will help release the issues that we found. And then it keeps bringing up other layers just if someone reads that code every day. So I like that about what we're doing, because I feel like we're giving people tools to walk away with, even if they don't know how to muscle test, or they don't know how to know if their, polarity is reversed and their healing is blocked, they can read that code or re-listen to their session on recording and get more information and more healing out of it.
I agree, Beth. I think that's just a huge part of Best Healing Solutions and what we do. And I just want to put a plug in for you as well. There's a lot I love about you. You're an amazing healer and teacher. But you really do want to, like you said, give people the information that they can have, that they can do on their own. Because isn't that what we just want everyone to be their highest and best self, right? And if they can do that healing and help themselves, that's something that I know that you really want to do to help people out. And I certainly appreciate that. And it's just like you said, it's very empowering for people to have that, to feel like they have somewhat control over of their session, even after it's been completed on the phone.
Right, exactly. That they're walking away with something they can use it's very clear to me why I am on this planet, and this is why.
I agree.
I really do believe in empowerment. I always have since I was a tiny little kid. So
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, you were mentioning earlier about addiction, Beth, and I do have a pretty awesome testimony about that as well. And I worked with someone a while back, and they had a binge eating disorder. And she told me she'd had it, of course, that just, you know, you're stressed, you go and eat, and you eat to the point where you're miserable, right? And she said she'd really struggled with it since she was probably 11 or 12. So we had a session together, and we found a lot of, again, what we refer to as non-physical feels and trauma. And she did have quite a traumatic childhood, and we cleared those traumas for her. And she was, you know, she was very, very grateful. And then she really didn't talk to me about it for a few weeks. And so, and I was just like, I was just going to wait for her to see, you know, see how things were going. I figured if, you know, she'd come to me if there was still an issue. And it was probably about 6 weeks later, she said, you know, Kathleen, she said, I haven't said anything to you. And, you know, I don't know if she was afraid of jinxing herself, but she said, since our session, she said, I have not had a binge eating episode. And I was like, that's wonderful. And she said, what is so amazing about this? And she said, I cannot remember a time since I was 11 or 12 where I have ever gone even close to this long without having, without binging. So that was just, it was just, you know, it's so reassuring that this work is so powerful and gets right down to that cellular level. And that's something also I love about this work is we clear these problems on the cellular level. And it's just so incredibly powerful and life-changing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I love that. I love that story. But, you know, I guess we get used to those stories, but they're all really profound. It's interesting. That reminds me of a woman I worked with once. And, you know, a lot of the clients that we have, and you don't have to be, but a lot of the clients we have tried so many things and honestly have suffered for so long, like decades in a lot of cases. Yeah. And this woman called me, her chiropractor referred her to me, and she had a massive drinking problem and was very highly dissociative. She had, you know, a very, very severe trauma history and had been, you know, suicidal several times as well. And we did one session and she texted me, and this was probably 6 months ago. She texted me about 2 weeks ago, and she said, just wanted to let you know, I still haven't had a drink.
Wow.
You know, and I don't want
one.
So,
amazing. Yeah.
So, you know, I think, like you said, Kathleen, we carried these energetic frequencies of, you know, like we're talking about trauma, at a cellular level in our organs, glands, body systems. And part of what we do with our work, besides revealing what the problem is really giving the body instructions, showing the body where is this being held, and then clearing it from that organ, that tissue, that body system, so that, you know, chronic physical symptoms can go away quickly.
Yeah, and I think that is a key to our work too. It's like I said, it goes right, like you said, to the organ, gland, or tissue. Where was it stored? You know, when that trauma happened, where did it get stuck? And that's something that I didn't even realize until someone told me, you know, kind of a similar story. And actually, he was eating eggs. He was in the middle of his breakfast eating eggs. Had a small family, and his wife had made him a nice breakfast before work. And she told him as soon as he took a bite of eggs, she said, "I want a divorce." And of course, he couldn't eat eggs for years. You know, he would go into shock, and it was life threatening until that trauma was cleared from him. And that was one of the first stories I heard years and years ago. And I thought, wow, that's pretty amazing, but it makes sense. You know, your body is such a trauma in such a trauma state, it can't release or, you know, work through the body. So that's just something that I think is just really, really amazing about our work at Best Healing Solutions.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. That's a great example. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that.
Life-changing, you know?
Oh, yeah, instantly. Yeah, I mean, that's how, you know, that's how food allergies are created most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
know, even the generational ones. It's like, okay, somewhere back in time, there's a trauma that started that.
Right.
Because, you know, otherwise you wouldn't have allergies to food, especially not to good food. You know, GMOs and all that, that's a different story. And, you know, we test that too.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kathleen, do you want to take
Would
a call?
Would you like to take a call, Beth?
Sure. Yeah, I was just asking Kathleen
sure.
if you want to do that. Sure. Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'm just waiting for a natural lull. Here we go. Here you go, 415. It's you up first. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Ann in Colorado.
Hi, Ann.
Hi, Ann.
Hi, I don't know what – it's the first time I've listened to the show. So what – are you offering healer, quick healing, or I don't know what the callers
yeah.
do.
Absolutely, yeah. We're happy to help.
Oh, great. If you could look into insomnia, I've had pretty bad insomnia for about a month.
Oh, okay. Sure. Absolutely. Anything, Anne, that you're conscious of that changed in your life?
No. Nothing that
okay. Yeah, so not like moving or buying new furniture or bringing in, you know, a lot of new things into your environment or anything like that?
No, I'm doing the same thing that I have been.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, let us take a look for you.
Great.
So, and Kathleen, you can jump in too, please.
Sure,
With what you're seeing too. So, Anne, if we just test you right now, we're just looking for a polarity reversal, which just means, you know, are the meridians flowing in the correct direction for healing or the opposite? So, Anne, say, I want to be healthy.
I want to be healthy.
Okay. So take the fingertips of one of your hands and hold them two inches above your belly button.
Uh-huh.
And just hold against your torso there. Okay, so once you have that point, then say, I want to be healthy.
Uh-huh. I want to be healthy.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Now close your eyes, Anne. We're thinking about you trying to go to sleep.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're reversed with your eyes closed as well. So just keep that point held. Okay. And then I'm just going to do what we call reconnecting to the healing intelligence. So we're just going to reconnect organs, glands, or system to the healing intelligence and then see what happened and why your sleeping became a problem. Okay, so let's just bring that in. So we're just going to reconnect entry points to the body, immune pathways, arms of the immune system, healing circuits and cranial sutures, cranial nerve pairs and drainage pathways, your detox system, all organs, glands, tissues, brain areas, body fluids, body systems, and then especially the mechanism involved with sleep, which is pancreas, adrenal, thalamus, hypothalamus, liver, pituitary, and stomach. Okay. Also vagus nerve. Kathleen, while I've been babbling, are you finding something you want to share?
Yeah, I'm just checking for reversal
like,
as well.
Like my throat chakra area actually is like some. My throat became pretty tight.
Okay, just now?
As soon as you started.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Okay, thanks for telling us that. Okay, so I'm just going to bring that in here, too. Kathleen, go ahead if you wanted to say anything.
Yeah, I was just kind of testing as you were putting her back online. And so I'm coming up with something non-physical, Anne. And when we say non-physical, that can be an emotion, a belief, things like that.
Sure.
So give me one second here. And it's actually coming up as an intention. So sometimes we have intentions to do certain things. So when I'm coming up with the intention to change someone, now, does that resonate with you at all or ring true on any level?
Not really. Not in a relationship right now with anyone to try and change a significant other.
Okay.
No, it's actually testing. Well, if you test, like Kathleen is saying, you know, something changed about 4 weeks ago It's in regards to a female.
Female, yeah.
So any female in your life, and where something was going on about a month ago that was difficult?
Nothing comes to mind right away.
Okay. So if we check female, yes. Do you have any female family members, moms, sisters, half-sisters?
I have a sister.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you, Anne.
I have one sister.
Okay. Is your mom living or no?
No. Long time passed.
Okay. Is your sister nearby?
She's in another state, but yeah, she's in the U.S.
Okay. So is she, do you have like an ongoing relationship with her, or where you talk quite often, or did you speak with her about a month ago or see her?
No, her birthday was just about a week ago, but not,
okay.
And everything was fine to say happy
yeah.
birthday, and nothing before that.
Okay. Kathleen, do you get this as something with her sister, like 4 weeks ago?
Give me 1 second, Beth. Yeah, initially I was getting possibly a non-family member, but now, I'm just going to say testing for Anne. I want to be healthy. Is this a family member, sister? Yes. Yeah, I am. I'm getting something, yes. But let's see. So you haven't talked to her since, it's been like a week ago since her birthday, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, something 4 weeks ago is what's coming up.
Both your field and in your sister's field, possibly, or something, when I say resonating, mean like sometimes we can find like emotions or belief intentions that they might actually be, like for instance, your sister's, but somehow they actually can resonate with you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the question?
Yeah. Doesn't necessarily have to be something even that you'd say that kind of resonates with you. It can be something that's more like with your sister, and that it can be sort of like maybe like an old, even something, let's just ask if it was old. So testing for Anne, I want to be healthy. Is this something from the past? Beth, are you getting from the past for that?
I wasn't checking that. I was just checking her throat because there's something there about this that stuck from four weeks ago.
Okay.
And if it's not your sister, it could be a close friend that's like a sister, but I'm definitely getting something with someone that you're close to that's a female.
Okay.
Who are the close women in your life?
All right.
Who are the close women in your life besides your sister?
I have a couple best friends.
A couple what? Best friends?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
But no, there's nothing that obvious that happened with any female 4 weeks ago.
Okay, nothing obvious that's coming to mind.
Yeah.
So let's just say, even if we don't know exactly who it is, just in the interest of time. So even if we don't know who exactly it is, let's see what your open door is to causing this, because this is 100% emotional from a conversation 4 weeks ago with a female that's blocking your sleep. Okay. So let's see what's going on. Is there a blocked or frozen emotion that's an open door? Yes. Their emotion you're taking on? No. Is it yours? Yes. 100% free of any spiritual interference or attachment. Let's see. Here? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. I want to be healthy. Okay. Testing for Anne. Is there an emotion? Yes. Your own? Yes. The other person's? No. Okay. I want to be healthy. Okay. This, some kind of guilt? Yes. Some kind of fear? Yes. There's another open door? Yes. Here. Feeling unsupported or unsupportive. Okay. There's another open door. Okay. There's an intention on this lack of sleep and on this throat chakra area. Okay. Okay. What is this? Intention. Subconsciously? Yes. Okay. this is the intention to this is an intention to save someone. Yes, a female. Yes, in the present day, 4 weeks ago. Yes. Okay. There's something I need to say as well. I need to say to them. Yes. Okay. So I don't know if that helps, but there's a woman you need to say something to. At some level, you feel like you need to try to, you know, save her, help her, or save her. And then there's a fear of, I don't know how to support this person. I don't know how to be supportive of her.
Right.
That's also coming up. Is anyone coming to mind?
No. But I'll think about that when I'm going to sleep. To clear that
think
out.
That's what's going on. And there's something either you need to say to the person, or even you can just say it, you know, out loud or say it to yourself. But there's something you're holding here after a conversation you had with somebody 4 weeks ago. And that's on your throat. That's why you're feeling it on your throat.
I've had emotion code work done before, so I'm familiar with all that language. But, yeah, I will ponder that a little more. It must have been maybe something small. It seemed small at the time, but obviously it stuck in my head.
Well, you know, a lot of times things seem small in the moment.
Yeah.
And then when you can't sleep for a month, it kind of reminds you that maybe it wasn't small, right?
Right. All right. Well, thank you very much. That was a big help.
Okay. Let's see what happens for you.
Okay.
Call back in. Let us know how you go.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Let me see. I'm just going to do some clearing on her as long as she was on here.
Okay.
So adrenals and throat, HPA axis and emotional heart, vagus nerve, liver and kidney, colon, stomach, thyroid, thymus, small intestine, bladder. I want to be healthy. Yeah, we'll just see if that helps her. Well, that's unusual that, you know, I mean, no offense to Anne, but it's unusual that, you know, the person doesn't resonate with, you know, who they may have talked to, unless something is really blocked or something, but that's unusual. But that's okay. Hopefully it'll help. Yeah.
Well, if it comes to you later, Anne, call back in.
let's
take in here. So let's get to 570. We'll get to you next. 570, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from? And there's 11 minutes to the top.
Hi, my name is Kayla. I'm calling in from Pennsylvania.
Hello.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi there.
I'm calling in today. I suffer from, I guess you would say they're like tremors kind of. They started more so at nighttime, and then they graduated more so through the daytime too now. I started maybe about 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. Kayla, do you mind if I ask you how old you are?
I'm 36.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Beth, I'm sorry. I missed her name. Is it Kayla or Taylor?
Kayla.
Kayla. Okay. Thank you, Kayla.
Yeah. So, Kayla, go ahead and just hold that belly point, you know, 2 inches above your navel against the body there. There's that acupressure point there. Okay. Thank you. Say, I want to be healthy.
I want to be healthy.
Thank you. Okay. So then let's just check, Kathleen. So for Kayla, 100% over any blocks to accurate testing, deception in my testing, 100% free of any spiritual interference, attachment, attack, or non-physically attached field. Okay, good. So if we check for you, Kayla, and we asked your body, right, something in the terrain changed. Yes. How long ago does your body say? More than 1 year? Yes. More than two? Yes. 2.5? About 28 months ago. So 2 months and 2 years and 2 months ago is what's coming up. Okay. The priority on the cause of these tremors is physical. Okay. Yes, I want to be healthy. Okay. Kayla, did you get any vaccines around that time?
No.
Okay. Did you have any COVID shots over the last few years?
Nope.
Good. I probably shouldn't say that in public, but good. Okay. All right. So something changed about 2 years and 4 months ago. Yes, this is physical. Yes, man-made. Kayla, was there anything going on at that time? Like, I'm getting, you know, like 2 years and 4 months ago. So that would be, let's see, 2022 minus 4 months, about February of 2022.
Not that I can remember.
Yeah. Okay.
I honestly don't remember anything.
Okay. Okay. Any kind of, I don't know what your medical history is, obviously, but any kind of medications you were taking at the time or kind of an illness that you had or accident or trip overseas, anything around like February or March of that year that was going on in any of those realms?
I would have been pregnant at the time.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, that test's true. Okay. So, and I'm sorry to be so personal, and feel free to not answer if you don't want to, because I know we're on a show, but anything that, like, had you taken anything during your pregnancy? Like, were you, you know, going into early delivery, so they gave you progesterone? I mean, was there anything going on that you were taking at that time, or like,
or anything? I was taking ibuprofen because I suffer from a lot of migraines.
Okay. Okay. All right. Is that when you started ibuprofen or no? Like, that's something you've taken for years?
I've taken it for years.
Okay.
There's nothing new that I started back then that I can remember anyway.
Right. Or you weren't given like a shot or an antibiotic or anything like that?
No.
Okay. So did the tremors start after your pregnancy then?
No, they were going on before then, actually. So it was actually more than 2 years that I've been dealing with them then.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Kathleen, while I'm testing some things here, go ahead and jump in if you want to.
Yeah, I was actually coming up, I think, with an old vaccine, like a really old vaccine frequency. So maybe even, you know, I know you said you didn't have any, haven't had any shots, you know, recently, but even something resonating in that field of the tremors as an old vaccine frequency is what I was picking up best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was getting something there too.
Now, I know years ago when I was pregnant with my middle child, I was given shots for preterm delivery because they were hormonal shots. Because my first child, I was early with her, so they had me on hormonal shots with my second child.
Okay.
So maybe that's what it could be.
Yeah, maybe that's what we're both seeing, Kathleen. Does that test true?
Yeah, thank you. Nope. That helps, Kayla.
Yeah, I agree. So we need to find that. That's important in the central nervous system. Okay, and the brainstem. So let's see, medulla oblongata, pons, midbrain, and the brainstem. Okay, and the cerebellum and cell memory. Okay, let's see. What else was going on? Let's see what else comes up. Okay. How many years ago would that have been, Kayla, with those shots that you're talking about?
That would have been in 2013.
Oh, okay. Okay. So like 11. Okay. 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 More than zero, more than one, more than two, more than three. All other injectants that want to be healthy. Did you have any other, along the same lines of, you know, these kind of injections we're talking about, did you have any other kinds of like stings or tick bite or, you know, anything else that would be like a, like from an insect instead of a shot? Did you have anything like that within the last few years that was significant?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what the insect was, though, that caused the bite.
Okay, but you got a pretty significant bite?
Yes.
When was that? Do you remember about?
I'd say maybe 5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
Okay. Did you have any ill effects from that you were aware of at the time?
No.
Let's clear that, too, because there's just something there that I was picking up on here. So besides that, for the tremors, 100% of functional anti-tremor factors, there's something else physical. Yes, this is man-made. No, this is biological. Yes. Okay, let's see what that is here. Inhalants are fine. Contactants are fine. Ingestants, everything you eat, all other injectants are fine. Okay, let's check for any virus or any kind of pathogens as well. And then, Kathleen, feel free to chime in if you're picking up something else.
Yeah, I just got a viral field as well.
Okay. Okay, good. So you're ahead of me. That's good. Where are you finding that, Kathleen? Like brainstem, or where is that showing up?
Yeah, let me go ahead and just test here.
Okay.
Brainstem, yep. Brain. Mhm. Yeah, brain for sure. Which would make sense with tremors, I would guess, right, Beth?
Yeah, yep. Especially brain, sometimes cerebellum. Yeah, cingulate gyrus. Yeah, so just, yeah, exactly. Let
I'm
me
just gonna
see
go ahead
else. Yeah, go ahead and clear that, Kathleen. I'm going to see if there's
any. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and clear
them. Okay. Okay, let's see. Virus, hidden virus, more than zero, more than one, more than two. Bacteria or hidden bacteria. Bacteria is not a problem. Bacterial frequency in the field from the bite or anything? No, that's fine. Good. Okay. That all looks okay. So if we go here, there's another physical priority. Okay, there's one other thing coming up here. Here. Yeah, there's something else coming up with what we call injectant residues. Okay, let's see what else this is. This is anything man-made, like medical. No. Hormonal. No. Biological. Yes. How many years ago? More than one, more than two. Then there's another injectant frequency, Kayla, that's showing up like 3 years ago. Is this from some kind of bug, tick, mosquito, spider, some kind of another like injected toxin? Yes. Okay. Let's see what that's about. This is true? No. Any kind of vaccine shedding or something? No, that's not true. Good. Okay. Is there anything else here? Okay. 3, 4, 5, 6. Let me just check something coming up here. Yeah, it's interesting. It tests related to West Nile virus. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that was going around. You know, it comes around every summer, you know, some places in America typically. So this
right.
is actually testing as a West Nile virus frequency. A lot of times that contributes to headaches for people. I'd say probably headaches more than anything, but also can be tremors too. So let's just show your body where that has been held as well. And then I actually think that's going to take care of this. Okay.
Great.
So if we say 100% of functional anti-tremor factors, let's see anywhere else on this whole field there. Let's bring in vascular tissue, the cerebellum, anything else here. Spleen, pancreas, liver, hypothalamus. Okay, let's bring in a thyroid, thymus, brain, spinal cord, communication, medulla, pons, midbrain. Okay, corpus callosum, lymphatic system, circulatory system, limbic, basal ganglia, motor cortex, frontal and prefrontal cortex, amygdala, cingulate gyrus, medulla oblongata again, cranial nerve 1, 5 and 7, 8, 9, 10, and 12. Sagittal suture. Okay, meninges, dura, spinal fluid, I want to be healthy. If we check your spine then, C1 through 4, C5 through 7. Okay, anything here, anything here, anything here. Okay. Kathleen, what's cooking over there?
Yeah, I was actually clearing. I was going through a list while you were too, and picking up some more things for clearing. So I've got them all already
awesome.
Clear out.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, let's see how that goes, Kayla, but I have the feeling that's going to take care of it.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Let us know.
Thanks, Kayla. Thanks for calling.
We'll definitely get back to you. Thank you.
Great. You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, Kathleen, I think we're almost done.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's amazing how those things just kind of hide those. I was picking up spider bites with her too. It's amazing how you start pulling back the layers.
I know it, right? Well, and we're finding the same things at the same time, so you got to love it.
Yeah.
I think we're supposed to wrap things up. Nicole, are you there? Uh-oh, Kathleen, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good.
Maybe we're supposed to wrap up on our own?
I don't know. Usually
I'm finally back. Sorry about that. I got bumped off the board and I couldn't get back on for nothing.
Uh-oh.
All right. We are over time, but take your time doing your shameless self-promotion. It'll go into record mode. Thanks to all the callers that called in. That was awesome today. What have you got for us?
Well, I'm actually teaching a class tomorrow. So when we're done here today, I'm getting ready for that. We do have a student program, the mastery program. Kalyani just taught a self-muscle testing class. She does multiple times a year, and then I'm teaching the third class in the series. So if you're interested in that or you want to learn more about what we do, check that out at besthealingsolutions.com in our store. I'm just excited to have Kathleen on the show. And you know, we could do this with people that call in for 5 hours, and then, you know, you would see how awesome she is. I love having Kathleen here, and I can't wait to have you back, Kathleen.
Well, thanks. That's great. And really appreciate the show too, Nicole, and for the opportunity to be on.
You guys were awesome. It was like a power tag team superpower effort. And I look forward to next time already. You guys be well. And you guys can find Beth and all the links and newsforthesoul.com. And we're back actually in an hour, Call of the Soul with Ray, next on News for the Soul. In the meantime, newsforthesoul.com. See if I can get out of the board now.
Bye, Nicole.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Any minute now. There we go.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.